in 1954, there was a doll test. They were dealing with the issue of integration, Brown v. Board of Education case. And these scientists, they went out and they had a white doll and a black doll. And they showed the children both of the dolls, and they said, which doll do you like? The black children, they chose the white doll almost every single time and said the black doll was ugly. And if you're constantly giving images or seeing negative images, constantly hearing negative images, and you are meant to glorify Eurocentric standards of beauty and told that Africa and everything about you is ugly. Of course. And if you're only getting white dolls, because I'm sure there were not a lot of black dolls out there at that time, then there's the self-hate that's going to come along with that. And of course, scientists see that over and over and over again, how low self-esteem can make men and women, young boys and young girls, do certain things that they probably should not do. And so, I was here last week, and the AASU had some of the board members line up here. And I thought this was just so interesting that one came up and said, they mentioned, they were reading off the names, and it's like, one said, I'm from Robert E. Lee High School. Right? Robert E. Lee.
Yeah, Robert E. Lee.
Another said, Andrew Jackson High School. Yay, Andrew Jackson High School. Nathan Bedford Forrest High School. Robert E. Lee talked about the extermination of black people. Robert E. Lee just didn't happen to be on the wrong side of the fight. He didn't just have his own slaves. He actually had one slave, a black woman, pregnant, beaten. Because her husband, they didn't call him a husband, but because they ran away. And they paid a constable, he had paid a constable to beat the woman. Nathan Bedford Forrest would not even hand over black soldiers during the Civil War. Because he said, you can't be a soldier. You could only be a slave. Andrew Jackson, anybody ever heard of the Civil Wars? The Civil War really was about black and natives fighting together for freedom in Florida, and they were never conquered. So when I think about black people in Florida, you have an issue where you fought back, and you have been very victorious. But Andrew Jackson, when he talked to Winfield Scott about how to win that war, because he was the one that fought the first Civil War, he said, separate the women and children, kill the women and children, and the male soldiers will come. Andrew Jackson. And so, when I think of, and Nathan Bedford Forrest, you know, he's also an honorary grandpa. I mean, you got to be a real racist for it, because I said, you're an honorary grandpa. I mean, you're going to have to work it with your honorary grandpa. And so, when the same type of leadership that would name a school after those evil people, you know, wonder why we have an education system that doesn't educate us properly. Am I right about that? I don't know. Do I seem kind of weird and crazy for saying that? No, because this is history. I'm not just making this up. I've done research on it. I'm not just standing up there, you know, let me just talk some black stuff to make everybody mad. No, this is real life. We actually go to school. Imagine this. Who lives in Mandarin? A lot of Jewish people live in Mandarin, right? Imagine a school called Adolf Hitler High School. You think Jewish people send their children to Adolf Hitler High School? It sounds crazy, right? It sounds just as crazy going to Andrew Jackson, Robert E. Lee, Nathan Bedford Forrest High School. It sounds just as crazy to be black and go to those schools. But because my grandmama did it, my great grandmama did it, my great grandmama before that did it, it seems like it's okay, but it's not okay.
Okay, so this is are we in an institution of higher learning today?
Are we in an institution of higher learning today?
Well, we're going to learn a little bit then. And so if you go to a school called Nathan Bedford Forrest, you're not going to learn about your history. There's not going to be an appreciation for who we are. There's just not going to be an appreciation.
Mayans. On the walls of the pyramids, Mexicans, there's Maya. This is the first woman with the scales, woman of justice. The woman I just took down there from there is just there. You know, the woman with the blindfold and the scales, it represents justice and law. Well, before the Greek Gestertion, there was Maya, thousands of years before that. And you will see Maya with the feather and the heart on each side of the scale. And it represents, if you were going to sit in judgment of me, your heart must be as light as a feather. That means if I'm a racist, I can't sit in judgment. Have there been some racist judges in this country? I'm sure. Do we have a criminal justice system that, my goodness, 51%, 52% black, 12% black population? We get a lot of negativity that glorifies violence and it feeds a private prison industry. Do you know that there are people that make money off of people going to jail? And they put money into the criminal justice system. Danielle, am I telling the truth? They put money into the criminal justice system to create aggressive law enforcement. Now, they want to go into certain, now certain communities, not going to allow it, but there are other communities that this country say, hey, so what? There can't be too many of certain people going to jail. And so you have a private prison industry that's on the stock market. Look at the second figure right here. Who is that right there? That second figure there is the Black Madonna and Jesus. Like all